This is Vesakha Amirli of the 26th of the 12th, 2025. Essence, sweet children, in order to make your fortune elevated, connect your intellects in yoga to the One Father whenever you talk to anyone or look at anyone. Question, what directions have the children who are instruments to establish the new world received from the Father? Answer, children, you don't have any connection with this old world. Don't attach your heart to this old world. Check that you do not act in any way that is against Srimat and that you are becoming instruments for doing spiritual service. Song, no one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. There is now no need to listen to songs. Generally, devotees sing songs and listen to them. You are studying for an education. These songs have been especially made for you children. You children know that the Father is making your fortune elevated. You now just have to remember the Father and imbibe divine virtues. Check your chart and see whether you are making a profit or a loss. Do I have any weaknesses? If there is any weakness which would cause a loss in your fortune, remove that weakness. At this time, each one of you has to make your fortune elevated. You explain that only if you remember no one except the One Father can you become Lakshmi or Narayan while talking to anyone or looking at anyone. Connect your intellect in yoga to the One. We souls must only remember the Father. We have received the Father's orders. Do not attach your heart to anyone except me and imbibe divine virtues. The Father explains, your 84 births have now been completed. You now have to go and claim a number one status in that kingdom. It shouldn't be that you fall from the status of a ruler and become part of the subjects, and that even among the subjects, you are amongst the lowest subjects. No, continue to check yourselves. No one except the Father can give this explanation. By remembering the Father and the teacher, there will be some fear in case you do anything for which there would be punishment. Even on the path of devotion, they understand that by committing sin, they accumulate punishment for themselves. It is only at this time that you receive directions from the senior Baba, and these are called Srimad. You children know that you become elevated by following Srimad. You have to check yourselves as to whether you are doing anything against Srimad. You must not do anything that you don't like. You now understand the difference between good and bad. Previously, you didn't understand this. You are now learning to act in such a way that your actions will become neutral for many births. At this time, the five vices are in everyone. You now have to make effort very well and become karmateet and also imbibe divine virtues. Times are becoming more and more delicate and the world is getting worse. Day by day, things will only get worse. It is as though you have no connection with this world. Your connection is with that new world which is now being established. You know that we are becoming instruments to establish the new world. So you have your aim and objective in front of you. I have to become like them. Let there not be any devilish traits in you. When you keep yourselves busy in doing spiritual service, there can be a lot of progress. When you open exhibitions and museums, you believe that many people will come and that you will be able to give them the Father's introduction so that they then begin to remember the Father. Throughout the day, just have these thoughts. Open a center and do service. You have all the jewels. The Father inspires you to imbibe divine virtues and also gives you treasures. While sitting here, it is in your intellects that you know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. You also remain pure. Do not perform any bad actions through your thoughts, words, or deeds. You have to check yourselves very carefully in this respect. The Father has come to purify the impure. He continues to show you methods for this. You have to continue to think about these methods and entertain yourselves with them. Open a center and invite many people to come and then sit and explain to them with a lot of love. This old world is to be destroyed. First of all, establishment of that new world is absolutely essential. Establishment takes place at the confluence age. People don't even know that it is now the confluence age. You have to explain that it is now the confluence of the establishment of that new world and the destruction of this old world. That new world is being established by your following Srimad. No one except the Father can give directions for establishing a new world. Only the Father comes and enables you children to inaugurate that new world. He will not do this alone. He takes the help of all of his children. Those people wouldn't take any help to inaugurate anything. They would just go and cut a ribbon with scissors. Here, it is not like that. Here, you, decorations of the Brahmin clan, become helpers. All human beings have completely lost their way. It is the task of the Father alone to purify this impure world. Only the Father establishes that new world for which he is giving you spiritual knowledge. You know that the Father has the method for establishing a new world. People call out to him on the path of devotion, "O purifier, come." Although people continue to worship Shiva, they do not know who the purifier is. When they are unhappy, they remember him and they say, "O God, O Rama." The incorporeal one is also called Rama. The incorporeal is called God, the highest. However, people are very confused. It is as though they are lost in a fog. The Father has come and removed your confusion. This is an unlimited aspect. They are trapped in a huge forest. The Father has made you feel which forest you were in. You now know that this world is old and that it is now at its end. People don't know the way at all. They continue to call out to the Father. You no longer call out. You children now know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the drama, and that too is number wise. Those who know this remain very happy. They are always busy showing others the path. The Father continues to say, "Open big centers. If you have big pictures, people will be able to understand easily. Maps, posters are definitely needed for the children. You have to show that this too is a school. These maps, posters here are wonderful. The maps at school show limited things. These are unlimited things. This is also a university in which the Father explains to us the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world, and makes us worthy. This is the godly university for changing from humans into deities. It is written, World Spiritual University. This is a spiritual university. Simply by your writing, Vishwa Vidyalaya, godly university, people are not able to understand. You have to write the word university. There is no other godly university like this. Baba has seen some cards in which some words were missed out. Baba has told you so many times definitely to write the word Prajapita, but in spite of that, children forget to do it. The text has to be written accurately so that people can know that this is a big godly college. Very good, serviceable children who are busy doing service have the desire in their hearts to go and uplift particular centers. Those centers have become slack, and so they want to go and awaken them, because Maya is such that she makes them go to sleep again and again. They even forget that they are spinners of the discus of self-realization. Maya creates a lot of opposition. You are on a battlefield. You have to remain very cautious that Maya doesn't turn your heads around and take you in the wrong direction. Many are affected by the storms of Maya. Young and old, all are on this battlefield. Storms of Maya cannot shake strong ones. That stage is yet to come. The Father explains, times are very bad and conditions are very bad. All the kingdoms will be abolished. They will dethrone everyone, and it will then be the rule of the people over the people throughout the whole world. You are establishing your new kingdom, and so all trace of the kingdoms here will disappear. The rule of the people over the people then continues. Only when it is the rule of the people do they fight and quarrel among themselves. In fact, there is no self-sovereignty or kingdom of Rama. This is why there is fighting throughout the whole world. Nowadays, there is a lot of upheaval everywhere. You know that you are establishing your own kingdom. You are showing everyone the path. The Father says constantly, remember me alone. Stay in remembrance of the Father and tell others to become soul conscious. Renounce body consciousness. It isn't that every one of you has become soul conscious. No, you still have to become this. You have to make effort and also inspire others to do the same. You try to stay in remembrance, but then you forget. This is the effort you have to make. The main thing is to remember the Father. He explains so much to you children. You receive very good knowledge. The main thing is to remain pure. The Father has come to purify you, and so you mustn't become impure. Don't forget that it is only by having remembrance that you will become Sato Pradhan. It is in this that Maya causes obstacles and makes you forget. Day and night, have the concern to remember the Father and become Sito Pradhan. Let your remembrance become so firm that at the end you remember no one but the One Father. In exhibitions as well, first of all explain that that One is the Father of all, God the Highest on High. That One is the Father of all, the Purifier and the Bestower of Salvation for all. He alone is the Creator of Heaven. You children now know that the Father only comes at the confluence age. Only the Father teaches you Raj Yoga. No one except the One can be the Purifier. First of all, you have to give the Father's introduction. Now, if you were to sit and explain each picture to each one individually, how would you be able to explain to such a big crowd? However, the first and foremost thing to explain is the Father's picture. You have to explain that there is devotion of many, whereas knowledge is of just the One. The Father shows you children so many methods. Only the One Father is the Purifier, and only He also shows you this path. No one knows when the Gita was spoken. The Copper Age cannot be called the Confluence Age. The Father doesn't come in every age. Human beings are totally confused. Throughout the day, you only think about how to explain to others. The Father has to give you directions. You can hear a full Murli on a tape. Some say that they do listen to a tape and wonder why they shouldn't listen to Baba directly, and so they come here personally. You children have to do a lot of service and show others the path. When people come to the exhibitions, they say that this is very good. But when they go outside into Maya's atmosphere, everything flies away. They don't churn this knowledge. You should then follow up with them. When they go out, Maya pulls them. They get involved in mundane business. This is why Madhuban is remembered. You have now received understanding. You can go and explain anywhere who the God of the Gita is. Previously, you also used to go and bow down, as they now do. You have now completely changed. You have stopped doing devotion. You are now changing from humans into deities. You have all of this knowledge in your intellects. What would others know about who the Prajapita Brahma Kumaras and Kumaris are? You explain that in fact they too are Prajapita Brahma Kumaras and Kumaris. It is at this time that establishment takes place through Brahma. There definitely also has to be the Brahmin clan. The Brahmin clan exists at the confluence age. In earlier days, the top knot of Brahmins was very well known. They were recognized as Hindus by their top knot or their sashes. Now even those signs have disappeared. You now know that you are Brahmins. After you become Brahmins, you can become deities. It was the Brahmins who established the new world. Through the power of yoga, you are becoming Sato Pradhan. You have to check yourselves. Do not have any devilish traits. Don't become like salt water. This is a sacrificial fire. Everyone is looked after where there is a sacrificial fire. There are trustees to look after sacrificial fires. Shiv Baba is the master of this sacrificial fire. This Brahma is a trustee. This sacrificial fire has to be looked after. Whatever you children want, you can receive it from the Yajna. If you accept and wear something from others, you will continue to remember them. The lines of your intellects have to be very clear about this. You now have to return home. Very little time remains. Therefore, stay very firmly on the pilgrimage of remembrance. This is the only effort you have to make. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you, spiritual children. The essence for Dharana 1. In order to make progress, remain busy doing spiritual service. Imbibe all the jewels of knowledge that you have received and inspire others to do the same. 2. Check that you don't have any devilish traits. Am I living as a trustee? Do I ever become like salt water? Is the line of my intellect clear? Blessing, may you be an all-rounder and remain alert and ever ready by renouncing even any subtle laziness when it comes to making effort. Getting tired of making effort is a sign of laziness. Lazy ones get tired quickly, whereas those who have enthusiasm are tireless. Those who become disheartened with their efforts have laziness and they think, what can I do? I can only do this much. I am not able to do any more. I don't have any courage. I am moving along. I am doing everything. Now, do not let any name or trace of this subtle laziness remain. For this, you have to be constantly alert, ever ready, and an all-rounder. Slogan: by keeping the importance of this time in front of you, you will accumulate fully all attainments in your account. Avyak signal. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmateet. Become stable beyond sound in your elevated stage, and your stage will go beyond all gross attractions and be powerful, loving, and detached. If you remain stable in this elevated stage for even a second, the effect of it will be that while acting through the day, you will especially experience the power of silence within yourself. This stage is known as the Karmateet stage, the stage of perfection, that is the same as the Father's. Om Shanti.